I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time to become a part of time.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. Well, tonight's show will be jam-packed with information as usual. Most of it will be centered around some new concepts that you could utilize to assist you during these challenging times, as well as an interesting yoga lesson from Sri Swami Satchidananda concerning keeping your peace. And time permitting, we'll be getting into some startling information that has been presented on this program over the course of the last 13 years. But before we get into all of that, I'd like to kick off the program in the usual manner by having a little bit of japa yoga or mantra repetition. That will be led by Sri Swami Satchidananda. And if the guys in the booth would play that short clip now, that would be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari Hari.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om.
Hari Hari Hari
Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari Hari Hari
Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari Hari Hari
Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Om. Hari 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 Om. Hari Hari Om.
Hari Hari Hari
Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari Om.
Hari 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 Om. Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari 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 Om. Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari
Om. Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari
Om. Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om.
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om. Om Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om.
Om
Hari Om Hari Om.
Om
Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om.
Om
Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari Hari Om.
Shanti.
Yes, that was Sri Swami Satchidananda, one of my spiritual teachers, and he was the founder of the Integral Yoga Institutes, and that was a clip from back in the 1970s. I'd like to now give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET Yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET Yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And if you're a new-time listener to ET Yoga, you should also know that I applaud your efforts to distance yourself from mainstream medical, big pharma, and technology as much as humanly possible. And that's in keeping with assisting you with maintaining your own personal sovereignty, freedom, and keeping you in the best health possible. And although mainstream medical has done wonders in the area of trauma, they don't have such a good reputation when it comes to the daily health practices that they promote. And in my opinion, things like big pharma and vaccines are detrimental to your long-time health. I'd like to also, at this point in time, give my thanks, appreciation, gratitude to the listening audience of ET Yoga. And you're already making the optimum difference in this world just by being you, and others become aware of it when you're doing your passion. And special thanks to those who do take time to email me with respect to program content that they would like to hear. And as well, nothing makes my day more than to hear about your successes utilizing ideas and techniques that you hear on this program. And you can always email me at paperfungo, paperfungo, at yahoo.ca. Much appreciate hearing from you, especially those longtime listeners, because ET Yoga started back in 2007, so it's about 13 years now, and it's really nice to hear from the people that have been around for all this time. And when ET Yoga first started, the concept of ET and yoga, a lot of people, you know, used to ask me, how can you do yoga on radio? And the answer is that the word yoga in North America has more commonly been associated with Hatha Yoga, which is one branch of yoga. And in the Integral Yoga, as taught by Sri Swami Satchidananda, it was one of six branches. The word yoga actually means union of you and your higher self. So the real meaning of the word yoga is not a physical exercise or posturing, or as called in the Hatha Yoga, the asanas, and the pranayams, which are the breathing exercises, comprise Hatha Yoga. But the real yoga obviously can be talked about on radio. And over the course of time, it became apparent to me that the positive ET races out there that are assisting humanity have been giving us information for the last 50 years or so that does enhance our yoga and our self-knowledge, and thus the marriage between the concept of the yoga taught by many yoga masters and the extraterrestrials, and the combination of ET and yoga. In fact, back in about the 1970s, I consider a classic book is Bringers of the Dawn, which was written by Barbara Marciniak. And, in fact, you can get this free online if you do some searching. And Bringers of the Dawn, to me, was one of those foundation books, and one of the key concepts in that particular book was the fact that thought creates, or that belief creates, which pretty much is the same thing. And this is the core concept that's been really expanded upon a lot. And also at that time, the Seth material by Jane Roberts came about, and as well, Bashar, and channeled by Daryl Anka, also came about back in the 70s. And all these particular sources of information concurred that thought creates, or belief creates. And I consider ET yoga to be the yoga of belief, because it all centers around belief. The concept of self-realization at the heart of the program, and supported by the concept that belief creates. And in point of fact, we do see examples of this in mainstream medical with the placebo effect. And why does the placebo effect work? Because you believe it does. And it's not only true in the area of medicine or the medical field, but it's also true in all areas of our lives. And that's a connection that a lot of people haven't made. And one of the critical junctures to comprehend in this modern challenging world we live in is the fact that it is your beliefs, it is your intentions, it is your definitions and your emotions that create the outer reality that you experience. And of course, most people are not aware of this fact. And in reality, your outer reality is a perfect match for those concepts. And anything that you are not a frequency match for, you're not capable of experiencing in the 3D reality. And it also turns out to be highly beneficial to the ascension process, because you want to try and lighten the load. And by lightening the load, I mean the emotional baggage. So, for example, once you understand that you're a co-creator of your outer experience, and start taking responsibility for that, then you start to realize that that old grudge that you have against somebody that back in your high school days, or a former relationship or circumstance that was in your past, that there's no point in blaming that other party, because you're a co-creator of that circumstance. Helps free you up from a lot of emotional baggage. And it really, you're not to blame either, because the concept of blame, complaint, and justification are just signposts of victim mentality. But the concept here is that you want to at least take some ownership for the creation of your outer reality. And so back in the day, when ET Yoga started, this concept around belief became paramount. And because I do have a yoga background with Sri Swami Satchidananda, as well as Paramahansa Yogananda and Sri Ramana Maharshi as the main three, there was lots of amazing information that I became aware of by studying from these three great yoga masters. However, there was very little related to the concept about belief. And as important as all the different branches of ET yoga, of integral yoga are, each in their own right, very powerful. However, In my opinion, we need a seventh branch called the Yoga of Belief, and thus ET Yoga. And our modern scientists are also concurring. Tom Campbell, one of the leading quantum physicists, has recently stated that intent affects future probability, another way of saying that thought creates or belief creates. And Greg Braden even came out a few years ago with the concept that not only is our universe holographic and fractal, but it is composed of consciousness, and that like it functions much like a computer program or a reality computer program. And like any program, it has a language of interpretation, and the language of interpretation of the universe is belief. And so, you know, you can make a long story short by just saying, take care of your own beliefs and end of the show. But in order for us to expand upon many different layers and levels of going on a spiritual journey, this program was created in order to share as much information with the audience as possible, and certainly in new times, times change, and challenges change, and some of the chaos changes as well. And so tonight, I want to share with you some techniques that you may not have thought of concerning dealing with the current situations that are on the planet at this time. And one of those relates directly to utilizing crop circles. And I know many people would never think that there's a positive aspect of the crop circles related to the coronavirus. However, most people are now aware that the crop circles basically are created from three different sources. They come from the beings from inner Earth. They come from the ascended masters, and from extraterrestrial sources. And most of those crop circles come from the Arcturians. And they are a group of master beings who have been supporting the evolutionary transition that the planet is currently undergoing. And they're the main creators of crop circles. And they also state that we are the Arcturians of the sixth dimensional consciousness. We relay to you the meaning and awareness that these graphic symbols can provoke in the viewer's being. Each is coded with a particular pattern that aligns with a specific frequency that is encoded in the potential of each human being. And if you go on YouTube and you look under Arcturian Sacred Geometry, you'll note that it states there that by viewing the following images, one may activate these frequencies within oneself, and these images can be used as tools to awaken the whole self to a higher level of consciousness or inspire ascension to a more aware state of being. All aspects of the image, color, shapes, sizes of shapes, and the positioning and number of each shape in the whole image has meaning to the matrix of Earth and the human being within its sphere. And it so turns out that back in 2007, about the time ET Yoga was starting, I used to spend my lunch hours from work watching crop circles put to motion. And at that time it was called Janosch art or sacred geometry. And used to could watch those for free, and then it became a product of the year, I think, in 2007. So it was then called HemiSync Gaia Sacred Geometry. And very fascinating subject, because you can make put these crop circles with color in motion, and they make for a fabulous meditation. And these products are still out there and available. And as well, I managed to get at the time some 8x10 color pictures of this Janosch, that's J-A-N-O-S-H, Janosch Sacred Geometry, and I actually have a mural, a large mural covering a wall in my apartment of these colored crop circles. And they do definitely activate inner codes. And a very interesting tool to assist in the ascension process. I'd also like to highly recommend the Andara crystals. That's A-N-D-A-R-A, Andara crystals. If you haven't heard about them, they come from monatomic fields. And if you know anything about monatomics, you know that's high spin electrons that also fluctuate from one dimension to another. And the Andara crystals are a connection to 5D energy. And, of course, in the ascension process, the idea being that there would be a 3D and a 5D Earth, or New Earth. And Andara crystals actually have an amazing history back to Atlantis, where there were 12 giant Andara crystals that actually powered the entire city. And cities of Atlantis. And these Andara crystals are amazing high consciousness. And as I said, a good thing to have around and easily done by just placing one under your pillow at night or carrying one in your pocket. So Andara crystals, highly recommend as another tool that you can utilize in dealing with the challenges that are presented to us in today's world. And another outstanding tool that I first brought up on ET Yoga as soon as this plandemic was expanding, and that is the utilization of an extraterrestrial technique called positive spin. And it's not just about positive thinking, which is connected with an old concept that's been around for a long time, a useful concept, but not as powerful as I will be explaining. This concept of positive spin basically comes from the Esasani and Bashar information, and is related to the concept that outer circumstances do not come with built-in meanings. And so it turns out that when we experience an outer circumstances, we're placing a definition of either a positive or a negative emotional spin on that outer circumstance. And the extraterrestrial information is that if you place a positive emotional spin on an outer circumstance, you will have a positive experience from that circumstance. If you place a negative definition and a negative emotional spin on an outer circumstance, you'll have a negative experience of that circumstance. And I became aware of that back in about 2007. I've been challenging ET Yoga listening audience members to try this out and find out for yourself. And the way to do that is to log some of your experiments down. So, for example, if you have some aspect in your life that you would view as a negative, the idea being to put a muster up somehow, fake it till you make it, if you have to, but muster some kind of positive emotion and a positive definition, even if you can't see any possible way that something good can come from what you're, you know, identifying. You can even say that, I don't see any possible good that can come from this, but I'm willing to see, I'm going to muster up some positive emotion, and yeah, something really great's going to come from this. And place that positive emotion on that other circumstance and then see what happens. And log this down. Now, some things will take, minutes or hours and sometimes days. Depending on the subject, it could take a week. It could take, in fact, I used to start off by just doing things whenever my car used to go into a repair shop. I used to put positive spin on it and get some just incredible results. And I've been doing this technique now for the last 13 years, and it's just mind-boggling. And that's actually what Bashar says, that once you get it, it blows your mind because it actually works. And so this whole idea of positive spin is something that I suggest you place on this whole circumstance surrounding the coronavirus and the spread of this. In other words, place a positive spin, and this will take time in this particular case for before you see a positive result. But the best thing to do is to start practicing this on other situations in your life. And as I said, log it in a book and see what the results are. And when you do this in time, you're going to make the connection. And once you make the connection, you just, you know, it's just going to be one of those things that you do anytime that you start to experience something that you begin to identify as a negative in your outer world. It starts waking you up that, oh, no, place positive spin on this. It's somewhat similar to losing your peace. Like once you start losing your peace, should start waking you up that, whoops, going down the wrong road. Which leads me into another technique that's very important during these times, and that is keeping your peace. And I might point out that in relationship to the new Earth and the 5D existence, on the 0808 Lion's Gate octahedron activation, which can be found on YouTube under Solara on Ra, that's S-O-L-A-R-A-A-N-R-A, Solara on Ra, the 0808 Lion's Gate octahedron activation, is channeling from Pleiadians concerning the fact that there is now a portal open to the 5D Earth and fifth dimension. And there's also connected there at that, under her YouTube productions, is an urgent message from the Pleiadians. And the gist of it is to not get caught up in the distractions that are out there, but to spend more time focusing and connecting with these energies, not an easy task. And in point of fact, the more intelligent you are, the more challenging the task is, because the more dots you put together concerning the two big elephants that are in the room that nobody wants to talk about. It's not talked about in any of the debates that take place in the political arena, and it'll get your information bounced off social media and YouTube in a hurry, and the two elephants are the rollout of 5G and the rollout of the vaccination program worldwide. And these two subjects, the more you know about what's going on, the more you know about them, the more it's easy to get depressed or even in fear. And the idea here is to be able to, you know, of course, learn about what's going on, but not get lost in it. And the whole idea here is to keep your peace. And if there's, when I first started to be involved with Sri Swami Satchidananda, and if you asked, which I used to ask his people, how would you best describe his way, they would say to keep your peace. And keeping your peace is highly important. And so I'm going to share with you some direct quotes from Swami's book, To Know Yourself, which are the essential teachings of Swami Satchidananda. And he would say that there's only one cause for all mental problems, worries, and anxieties, and that's selfishness. Unhappiness is caused by disappointments. The cause of disappointments? Appointments. If you made no appointment, you'd have no disappointment. But how can you live without appointments? Again, it's only selfish appointments that can cause unhappiness. Thus, you maintain your tranquility. You neither lose nor gain. The mind is affected by duality, pleasure, pain, profit, loss, praise, censure. If you can keep your mind away from duality, you can still have ideas and perform actions, but they won't affect you. All religions seem to teach this. Do everything for others. This will keep the mind calm and clean. You may want to build a beautiful church or college, but if you have even a little selfish motive behind your desire, you can be easily disappointed and unhappy. Big charity for little thanks, maybe for name and fame. Ah, so-and-so built this church. You're looking for a little praise or publicity. If you don't get what you expect, you worry. The main problem is worry. Ask yourself, is this going to cause restlessness to my mind? If so, even if God comes to you, you can say, sorry, I don't need you, sir, because you're going to disturb my peace. Which should you choose, God or your peace? Peace is worth preserving more than anything else, even at the cost of your life. Actually, peace is God. To me, there is no higher God. Test all your desires and actions. There is a stone on which you rub gold and see how pure it is. From the color, you can see the carat. It's called a touchstone. Will this affect my peace? No? Okay, let it be. But if the answer is my peace will be disturbed, stay away. It is with this in mind that all spiritual instructions and religious commandments are given to help you keep your peace. It's also the goal of yoga. You should ask, my technique, it is this. It doesn't matter what you do, but don't lose your peace. Eat, drink, talk, have friends, do anything, but ask first, will it disturb my peace? Today, tomorrow, or afterward. If you don't know, try it, but the minute you feel something is making you lose your peace, then quickly open the door as you explain. Sir, I thought I could retain my peace being with you, but now I see my peace is disturbed. Please, the door is open. Don't hesitate to leave. If you lose your peace, you won't be able to help anyone else, let alone yourself. A spiritual seeker is like a tender young tree that needs a fence around it to protect it while it is growing. He is easily disturbed and affected. After he has grown, he becomes a great strong tree, offering fruits and shade for all. He's then accomplished and nothing can disturb him. So know your own strength now and avoid disturbances to your peace of mind. Choose your company wisely. After all, what is the most precious thing? Peace of mind. And I might also add that another precious thing is your overall health. when it comes to that particular subject, I think there's a term called the Great Poisoning, which has been happening in the world with all the chemtrails, the GMO'd foods, the garbage in the vaccines. It's definitely the world today is much more toxic than it used to be. And I do adhere to information from Bashar when he talks about the foundations of health, which include pure water. So you don't want the additives that they put in that water. You need to purify your water, especially the chlorine, which helps to calcify the pineal gland, also calcifies around the heart area. So clearly, pure water is essential, as well as oxygenation of the body, which can help with respect to achieve that. You could, you know, spend a lot of time in nature. An easy way it also is to do yoga pranayams or breathing exercises. So you can look that up, how to do those. Paying attention to your stress level and trying to reduce your stress levels. Getting daily exercise, highly important, as well as working towards a vegetarian or vegan diet, and to detox the body. And maybe 50 years ago, we didn't need to do this, but now I look at it, detoxing the body is kind of like changing the oil in your car. So I highly recommend Dr. Schultz at the American Botanical Pharmacy in California. He has these 5-day programs, liver and kidney, gallbladder detox. He also has colon detox, even a brain detox. But the main thing is to be involved with getting rid of these toxins, because they lodge in these toxins lodge in places that paralyze the immune system. And I might also add, in relation to this COVID situation, that this nanobot infection is primarily targeting people that are in fear. And if you think about it, when you're in fear, your immune system shuts down and your defenses go to fight or flight. So it's very similar to having a weak immune system. So weak immune system is definitely not an optimum thing to have at the moment in particular. So, and the trigger to the immune system is vitamin D. So I like to recommend like plenty of sunlight as well. And you'll find that if you have excellent levels of vitamin D and you follow the basic foundations of health, as I just articulated, that to me is the best place to start. Now, I also believe that there are what's called advanced levels of techniques that you can use. One of those is sun gazing, and I recommend sun gazing as taught by Hira, H-I-R-A, Rattan, R-A-T-A-N, Manik, M-A-N-E-K. And to me, he has the best way of teaching how to do this safely. And you actually start with only 10 seconds the first time, and it's always done an hour between the first hour of sunrise and at the last hour in the day at sunset. But you only do it once per day, 10 seconds. You add 10 seconds per day to the previous day and work your way up to ultimately you work up to 44 minutes. The current time, actually, I'm at 31 minutes and 30 seconds. I find this to be very beneficial, and one of the amazing side effects with respect to activation of dormant parts of the brain, getting sunlight to all the internal organs, and as well, everybody notices improvement in their eyesight. So I highly, highly recommend sun gazing. In fact, there's a stage after the 30-minute mark where it's been noted that, for the most part, all disease is eliminated from the body. And this doesn't cost anything. It's just a question of effort. And I might add also that I've been utilizing Egyptian healing rods for about 15 years. Highly recommend those. You can go on the internet and find pictures of people that are sick, and they've done Kirlian photography on their auric field, and then they hold the Egyptian rods and lights up like a Christmas tree. It's similar to the effect that people get in the Bosnian pyramid in the healing chamber there. But Egyptian healing rods are a very effective tool, and they were used by the pharaohs in Egypt. In fact, they were only for the inner circle, and the public was never allowed to utilize these rods, discovered by the Russians a few years back. And another method that I highly recommend is the Qigong, that's X-I-G-O-N-G, Qigong healing sounds, as taught by Master Ming Tong Gu. And if you can look in, you can look in the archives of ET Yoga, and you can see that he was actually a guest on my show about a month and a half ago. And if you are ever looking to listen to one of the ET Yoga programs or go through the archives, they're free access. And the easy way to do that is just go to my main website at etyoga.com. And on the main page, there is a button there called Radio Archives. And you just hit that one button. Radio Archives takes you right there. And the shows are tagged by subject matter, and look through towards what you want to listen to. And if you want to listen to this program again, you pretty much will be available on Monday. This is a Saturday presentation, and by Monday the archives are up, and there's no strings attached, no costs, no nothing. You just go there, and then you can take your time going through the information. A lot of people email me and tell me that's what they do throughout the week, that during the week they go over the program multiple times and do their research in the different areas that I sometimes point out. I'd like to now move on to some interesting concepts that have been presented on this program over the course of time, and see where that leads us. One of the things is that the holographic universe we live in has its basis in consciousness. So everything is consciousness. And the language of interpretation of the universe is belief, which I did go into at the top of the program. Another concept is that the universe flashes in and out of existence, and not many people are aware of this. And the Palladians even pointed out that thought exists in the space between the flashing in and out of the universe. So in reality, it flashes, you know, several thousand times per second. So, but in reality, there are times when our physical bodies don't exist at all. Our consciousness stays in the field, but the physical body basically flashes in and out of existence. Your beliefs are like a contract with reality. the only way you can have a 3D experience is to be a frequency match for the experience. And another thing related to the COVID is you have to be a frequency match for this virus as well. And the frequency is low frequency. So the idea here is boost your frequency. Outer circumstances do not come with built-in meanings, and the only thing that will ultimately satisfy the mind is to know itself. So this concept is related to the concept of self-realization. Karma has been linked to the idea of punishment and retribution and vengeance, but actually it is a method of balancing your energies. If you change your present beliefs and your life changes, not only in the present, but in the past and future in kind. And where do we get those original beliefs? Well, original beliefs are downloaded from our original caregivers. In fact, the first 6 or 7 years of life, basically what we're doing is downloading beliefs. So we need to thank our original caregivers for those wonderful bits of information and beliefs that they passed on to us. But if they also passed on to us beliefs that are no longer irrelevant, that's part of the maturing process and part of your inner work as a spiritual seeker. And you need to reprogram some of those dysfunctional beliefs. You create your own reality from what you choose to believe about yourself and the world around you. And consciousness is not in the brain, but it's in the auric field around you. Thoughts must pass through the program parameters of belief after reception at the pineal gland. Resistance is holding any thoughts which vibrate at a different frequency than your desire. The moon is a very powerful electromagnetic computer. The energy from the moon has been beaming electromagnetic frequencies into the earth for eons now to maintain this two-stranded DNA that was manipulated a long time ago by a group from the Orion. The root cause of disease is in dysfunctional emotion. The belief in a vital, healthy existence is one of the wisest beliefs to embrace. Each of the solfeggio frequencies correspond to not only a note on the tonal scale, but to a cycle per second hertz frequency number and to a specific color and ultimately to a particular chakra of the body. Essential oils. Clinical research shows that essential oils have the highest frequency of any natural substance known to man, and that these oils can create an environment in which bacteria, virus, fungus, etc. cannot survive. When essential oils are applied topically anywhere on the skin, they will travel throughout the body, affecting every cell in the body, including the hair, within seconds. Beethoven's Seventh Symphony, Second Movement, is a download from higher consciousness, and the chords are exactly and precisely what will allow you to let go of the past. So this, again, a very important little tool. And Andara crystals raise your frequency. And when you share space with a crystal, which is resilient free vibration, your energy will entrain with that of the crystal. Physical reality is not itself real, except the experience of it is. Physical reality and everything you experience in your life is created, whether you know it or not, whether you're conscious of it or not, through what you imagine your reality to be. Your thoughts, beliefs, intentions, and definitions and emotions create this outer reality. All beliefs that cause negative emotion are erroneous. All erroneous beliefs are based in fear. Therefore, all negative emotions are based in fear. You become whatever you focus your attention on. To assign any meaning to anything, either a positive meaning or a negative meaning, is to invite that into your life. Don't go against the negative, but rather create a new positive. You don't get peace by hating war. You get peace by loving peace. Believing in your ability to change beliefs is the key that allows you and unlocks things so that you can create the reality you prefer. Gratitude creates heart-brain resonance. Feel the feeling of a prayer that has already been accomplished. The feeling is the prayer. The universe you find yourself in began about 20 billion years ago as a point of light within the mind of God. This point was contained within a greater point of light, which was contained within a greater point into infinity. The neural center in the heart is 200 times more powerful electrically than the brain, and is 5,000 times the power of the brain magnetically. The Akashic Record is a symbolic representation that the brain uses to represent the fact that every thought which has ever been thought exists. Another interesting little point of information is you don't have a belief you don't prefer. There are only two objective facts. First is the entire universe was created with unconditional love. And second, we all have consciousness or awareness. Deservability is at the foundation of spiritual progress because without it, all the techniques in the world will have minimal effect. Thinking I am only the body and personality is a severe limitation upon one's being and the chief cause of suffering in this world. But each one has the potential to install them and change themselves to discover that their inner freedom and escape is possible. Our junk DNA contains the record of past lifetimes on other planets, and it is your first incarnation in this universe is where your star family is from. I'd like to now, at this point, give my sincere best towards your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, abundance, and ascension. And in closing, I'd like to share with you the Who Am I technique, which I first picked up from Baba Ram Dass back in the day, and subsequently got further instruction from Sri Ramana Maharshi. It used to be used by him with his main disciples. It was called the Vichara, V-I-C-H-A-R-A. And the idea here is to place your full consciousness in the center of your forehead and become that spot. And I would suggest that, you know, you do whatever methods you do to get to the highest place you know how to get to first. So if it's doing your asanas and then your pranayams and the meditation, get to the highest place you know how to get to, then put your full attention in the center of your forehead and become that spot. And you can ask the question, who am I, and kind of play with that concept. You can do it a little bit or a lot or not at all. But the main idea here is once you get totally centered in the center of your forehead and become that spot, you then state the following. I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all things.